Hello to all of you, I'm Blind Call Tech. This is Lachlan Thomas from Melbourne, Australia. And today I've got a rather interesting podcast for you, a rather interesting submission. I have here a rather old Radio Shack talking alarm clock.
It's 12 o'clock a.m.
In case you're wondering, the time is actually wrong. The time isn't set on that clock, it's currently 11:35 a.m. my time. What's so special about this clock? Well, I'm going to show you something rather interesting. Recently, I actually managed to take the clock apart, not because it was broken, but just because I wanted to see what was inside it, and I thought I'd share that with you all today. Yes, you may have just heard my computer starting up in the background there. As you notice, the time on the clock was wrong. I don't normally use this clock, and I'll explain that later. So, let's get into it, shall we? Quite literally. So we have the clock here, it is working.
It's 12:01 a.m. 12 o'clock a.m.
And you're probably wondering, well, how do we open the clock up? What we need to do is we need to take the battery cover off and take the batteries out. Inside the battery compartment, there's a little screw. It's a Phillips head screw, so I'm just going to get a Phillips head screwdriver here. I think this one should do it. I am going to, and actually the screw is right up against one side of the battery compartment, so it's not very easy to align the head of the screwdriver and get it into the screw, but I think I've got it now. No, I haven't. It's not, oh, hang on, I think that's got it. No. It is not very easy. I'm going to try a smaller screwdriver. I think that one might be a bit too big. Because of where the screw is actually right up against the right-hand side of the battery compartment closest to the speaker. I should explain, this is the UFO clock. It's the green UFO-shaped one that was very popular quite some years back, and I think they're still quite popular. I've got a smaller screwdriver here that should do the trick. I'm just getting it in. It's not easy to... Aha, I've got it. The screw is now coming out, and the screw is now free from the clock. I'm taking it out, putting it into the little screwdriver. I'm going to flip the clock up the right way and lift the top off the clock. So the green top where the torque button is now separated from the bottom of the clock. I'm going to put that to one side. And what do we have inside it? Well, the inside of the clock is actually very simply laid out. There's the battery box, and almost on top of the battery box is the torque button. You can hear me clicking the talk button. There's the speaker, and then there is a metal shield covering the circuit board. Although it looks like there's a little capacitor or resistor sitting on top of the metal cover. It's completely covering the area where the buttons and the LCD screen are. So, the inside of the clock is very simply laid out. I'm not going to try and remove the cover from the top of the circuit board because I don't want to damage the clock. I just wanted to show you how I could open it. Plus, there looks like there's four screws holding down the cover, and there's a number of wires, and it actually looks like some of them are not insulated, actually. Looks like some of these wires are actually bare. They haven't got any insulation over them. I'm going to do something rather daring now. I'm going to put the batteries back in the clock just to show you that it's working. So the bottom of the clock is still the way it is. I've put the batteries in it and it's now come to life.
It's 12 o'clock a.m. It's 12 o'clock a.m.
So the clock is now apart. It's open. And I put batteries in it and it's still working.
It's 12 o'clock a.m. It's 12 o'clock a.m.
So, This clock is actually very simply laid out on the inside. The circuit board is fairly small. It's probably a bit wider than the battery box, where the batteries are. It's all molded plastic. The area where the talk button and the battery box are, the circuit board, as I say, is covered by a metal shield, and I'm not going to try and remove it. Well, I think I've had my fun, so I'm going to take the batteries out of the clock, and I'm going to put it back together. Now, to do that, we just do the reverse. We take the batteries out, put the top of the clock back on, and make sure it's aligned properly with the torque button and also with the outside of the clock. I seem to be having some issues getting this cover back on. Now, there we are. That's got it. Now, I'm going to get the screw that came out of the clock, put it back into the battery compartment. It's a bit fiddly, actually. Here we are. That's got it. Now, I'm going to put the screwdriver into the screw and close it up. Where's the screwdriver go? Oh, hang on, I've just dropped the screwdriver, haven't I? There we are. And I'll just secure that screw a bit more, because I don't think it's fully in. This clock's only held together by... Oh, didn't like that noise at all. There we are. The clock is only held together by one single screw. I'm now going to put the batteries back in to make sure it's working and put the cover back on. So we'll just put the two AA batteries in. And the clock is now working. The LCD screen's come up. Push the talk button.
It's 12 o'clock a.m.
It's working. But I normally don't use this clock, so I'm actually going to remove the batteries. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, well, why don't I use this clock? Well, that clock is a good one. I like it. It's quite reasonable. It certainly gets the job done. It has an alarm, and it has the hourly report functions. The reason why I don't use it is because I've got other talking clocks and other just general large print clocks and clock radios that are better than it. I've had that clock for 10 years, the Radio Shack clock. I've had that clock for 10 years. It was given to me on my 13th birthday by some relatives. They bought it for me. It's a reasonable clock. I do like it. But I've got other clocks that are just better than it, in my opinion. For example, I have here, on top of the fridge, another talking clock, a very old one that was given to me secondhand by a relative of mine. It's a pretty old clock. It was given to me about 15 years ago, or thereabouts. Yeah, about 15 years ago. 15 or 16 years ago. No, about 14 years ago, excuse me. The clock doesn't have any make or model number. The clock doesn't have any make or model number on it, but it's made in Taiwan, I can tell you that much. It's an old clock. I'll push the button so you can hear it.
It's 11:44 a.m.
Yes, some of you may remember clocks that had that voice chip in it. I think this clock is better than the UFO one.
It's 11:44 a.m.
And there are several reasons for that. I prefer the voice on this one. I prefer the little ding that it makes, the only chime that it plays when you press the button. I think I'm about to sneeze here. And also, this other clock has two different alarm sounds, whereas the Radio Shack ones, as most of you will know, only have one sound, the rooster crow. Now, granted, the rooster crow on this little travel clock I've got, this one, does sound a bit retarded. Some of you may know what it sounds like. I'll play it.
It's 11:44 a.m.
Yeah, I do think the rooster crow on that clock sounds, for want of a better word, a bit retarded, or better word, will be unrealistic. It doesn't sound that good. But also, the other thing about this particular clock is that it's smaller than the UFO one, and it's designed for traveling because it has a flip, a little flap that actually covers the buttons and the screen and the switches. It's smaller, it only uses 3 AAA batteries, and I just think it's a slightly better clock. It's more compact, and it's designed for traveling. Now, a friend of mine had one of these clocks that has the same voice as this one I'm now demonstrating, but it was a pyramid-shaped clock. It was made by a company called Expo, I believe. I'll just put this clock back where it was. And I just generally think that clock is bigger than the Radio Shack UFO one, for those reasons. I mean, okay, the UFO clock is a good clock, but I think that other one's better than it. So normally I don't use the UFO one. And I've got a few other clocks as well. I've got a little Voicer pyramid clock, the NT10, I think the model number on that one is. And that's a reasonably good one as well. And I've had other talking clocks in the past and have a few others as well, but I don't use because some of them don't work and some don't have batteries in them. I have had watches, a couple of talking watches that have had the same voice and sounds as the Radio Shack UFO clock that I just took apart before. And those watches have not always lasted that long. I've had two of them. One of them only lasted a few months before it broke. I think those watches are made by a company called Altmost, I think. Some of you may be able to correct me when you hear this. But that is just my little talk about talking alarm clocks and taking one of them apart. I'm now going to stop waffling on here and upload this to Blind Call Tech. If any of you want to contact me, my email address is LachlanT, that's LachLant@netspace.net.au. Thanks for listening.